We have Greg from La Mesa, California. How are you doing, Greg?
Just fine, Bob. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've got a question. I'm calling you long distance on my mobile unit. This question's important to me.
Okay.
I just want your feedback. It's from Philippians 2. I'm a pastor,
mm-hmm.
and yet I know that myself, as well as several other pastors in other denominations, struggle with this passage, and I want your feedback. It's from Philippians 2, and it's usually quoted as 6 through 11, but let me just quote you a
sure.
few verses. It
sure.
says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ. It says, being in nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance a man, he humbled himself and became obedient even unto death on the cross.
Okay.
And that when I read that, for me, that's always meant that he didn't grasp his godliness, but he actually made himself a man and modeled for us what a perfect man or the second Adam is supposed to be. And I always thought that, you know, all of those things that he did in front of his disciples, he did as a man, all the miracles and direction that he got from God. I always thought that he was modeling for his disciples what we are capable of doing.
That is correct.
And that he wasn't telling his disciples, well, you can do what I can do even though I'm God, you're not. And so, I've gotten in some heated debates with some of my my peer group pastors. One of them even called me a heretic. And I just wondered what your feedback was on this.
Well, I think the pastor who called you a heretic was mistaken. You're absolutely right. One of the big misunderstandings is that Jesus did miracles because he was God. Now, yes, God does miracles. Yes, Jesus was God. Yes, Jesus did miracles. But Jesus was not saying, look at me, I'm God. He was saying, look at me, I'm God, showing you how a human being should live. The second person of the Trinity, God the Son, whatever he looked like before, whatever power he had, whatever glory he had, was all laid aside. They use those words right there in Philippians that you read from. He emptied himself. Jesus became a real human being. And when he continued to pray to the other personages of the Trinity, the Father, and continued to lean on the Holy Spirit, it was because as a man, he really needed them. He was God by identity, but all the power he had had as God, he had given up. And when he did miracles, he did those miracles by relying on the Holy Spirit. And when his apostles in the book of Acts did those same kinds of miracles, they did it by relying on the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said to his disciples, greater works than I have done, you will do. Now, obviously, no human being can do greater works than what God does as God. But Jesus was saying, greater works than what I have done while I was here on earth, you will do. And that's absolutely true. It was in the book of Acts that we read the apostles turning the world upside down. Jesus turned Jerusalem and Israel upside down. The apostles went and turned the world upside down. It doesn't take away from his deity at all. But we got to remember that although God by nature, Jesus Christ did become a real human being. That's why when I'm talking to some of my Jehovah's Witness friends and they say, well, if Jesus was God, why did he need to pray to God? My answer is because at that moment, he was a man, still God by identity, but he really, truly became a man. So with all due respect to this other pastor who called you a heretic, that person needs to go back perhaps and study the passage a little more.
Well, you know, Bob, I appreciate you. I hope someday you write a commentary, and I'll tell you what I said to my brother pastor. I said, you know, pastor, if it's one thing that we're called to do is the commandments Jesus left with us with, that's to love God with all your heart and soul and
that's
mind.
Right.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dream of calling you a heretic because we didn't believe the same thing.
Exactly, exactly.
So anyway,
yeah,
I appreciate you.
We need to carry on these discussions in a friendly atmosphere. Thanks for calling in, Greg.
All right, thank you, Bob. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.